Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Sachs. And thank you so much for joining me today as we are in Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God as kingdom citizens, knowing our kingdom rights, knowing who we are, and allowing the kingdom of God to be seen in all that we do. We thank God for each and every one of you. And here we're going to, on Favor Life, give you the 15-minute empowerment that's going to empower you and help you in your walk of faith, help you when God calls an individual, or calls a family, calls a nation, calls a people to his divine will. He gets the glory out of them, and what he wills for the life is seen. That place of favor life is a favor that he gives us, that the word of God says he gives us favor with him and man. It's that type of favor that allows you to have what David has in the cave of Adullam. God allows men, 400 men, to come and to help him meet his destiny, fight with him until he meets his destiny. And his victory is their victory, and they experience God's goodness. That favor is also what God allows Abraham to have. That clear place is that place where he calls Abraham from where he is to be the blessing and be a nation. And that blessing on Abraham's life gave him the ability to see what God saw, showed him in the spirit, to agree with God and know that what God was telling him was the truth. And he spoke it, he taught it to every generation, and every generation thereafter repeated what God had rehearsed in the mind of Abraham. And so we see that blessing. So we're able to see and grab like Abraham, believing God that even when things are dead, we believe the report of the Lord. We get what he has for us. We take the faith that we have that's inside of us, and we command it to produce the life that says this is already done. This is already ours. God has already spoken it. The Bible lets us know in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, then the blessings of Abraham are on our life, or ours. And so we thank God for Favor Life, the process of there. That process is where we are being made. Abraham was being made. The children of Israel were being made. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we receive that the blessing of God for allowing him to process us, that the refining of our lives, that faith that remains and stands and worth more than gold will be there, that endures throughout everything, and the dross of our life, all the stuff that is not like him, close to the top, he scoops it off, and the gold and the silver who we are in faith stands and remains, giving God glory, glorifying him with the life of worship unto him as kingdom citizens. So we thank God for each and every one of you who are joining us. Just want to encourage you in the time that we have left, in the things that God is saying to us right now as kingdom citizens. And I'm going to talk about this in the next broadcast. I do going to talk about it a little bit more. It's going to be talking about your heart. It's talking about the things of the heart. And we want to talk about this because sometimes we don't allow the right things to come to our heart. So we're going to read Proverbs 23:7, the A part of it. And it says this out of the Passion Translation and out of the Amplified. It says, in the Passion Translation, Proverbs 23:7, the A part, it says, for as he thinks within himself, so is he. The Amplified Version says this, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. When you look at this, the King James and the New King James Version says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so to think about something means to form an opinion, to render something, to perceive, to understand, to apprehend, to suppose, to sum up, to declare, or make a decision. It means to reckon, to calculate, to deem, to count, to take into account, to consider, to be mindful, to ponder, to examine, to study, to imagine, to appear, to make known, to regard, to reflect, to reason, to judge, and so much more is involved in just thinking. But those are just some things that I want you to think about, that that's all the things that come into account when you begin to think. And he says, when you think about what's in your heart, when you allow those things that are in your heart to sit there, this is what happens. This is where what's going to be developed. This is what's going to be the foundation. This is going to be the fruit. This is going to be the result that is in your heart. And so when you see this thinking in our heart, we have to understand that this requires us to react or respond with things that are in our heart. How do we respond? How do we react? What do we believe? What do we think? Because all of these things are going to shape our heart and shape the direction of our footsteps and our decisions and our choices. And if they're the wrong things, the wrong habits, they're going to shape us into whatever those things are. If we're having wisdom and insight and knowledge and truth and understanding in our heart and developing us in those places, this is going to help us think correctly about matters. It's going to give us the ability to see things with the viewpoint and the vantage point of what God wants us to see it with, knowing things are always possible because of our faith that believes. And also it gives us the ability to move in the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, and to get that wisdom that causes things to move according to the purpose of his plan in our lives, or in our career, in our family, not according to the emotions where this is where the enemy wants us to stay, in this emotional place where we're always moving by what we feel and what we think and not by what is the truth and the authority and the wisdom and the knowledge of God in these places. So the enemy wants us to always stay in the place where our emotions are leading us. We feel, but what does the word say? And what is God saying to us? And what has he allowed you to ponder in your heart that sits on the throne of your heart that you're able to pull up and that be the fulfillment of your life and not the thing that your emotions is telling you that leads and guides and changes from day to day, moment to moment, and will really have you up and down. So not having clear and direction, not having a clean heart, not having the cleanness that comes through being in the presence of God, being in the Word of God, that removes the clutter, removes all the judgment, removes all the hindrances that delay our victory, that delay breakthrough, that delay God speaking to us, will be the thing that will keep you in a holding pattern. So we want to have a clean heart. We want to have a clear heart. We want to have a heart that is like what God. So what flows from our heart, it's not going to be something that is contaminating. And sometimes people think, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of bad stuff. But sometimes you can be pondering the wrong things. Sometimes you can have the wrong habits, the wrong mindset about something, and it sits on your heart, and it's hindering you from the potential of what God says. Sometimes the influences are wrong because, you know, if you are moving in the place where you're seeing your heart that is clean, that now moving in the place where there's no hindrances, no hate, no malice, no jealousy, no unforgiveness, no strife, none of these wrong things that are sitting there, then your outlook is going to be always, God, what is your will? What is your word? What is the wisdom? What direction do I need to go in? How do I need to move? Because you're going to see positivity. You're going to see care. You're going to see love. You're going to see compassion. You're going to see the things that make up the heart that are flowing from you that are good. And when you don't see those things, when you see someone that is vindictive, what is always flowing from their heart is vindictive things, manipulation, jealousy, bitterness, self-righteousness, piousness, insecurity, just all of these things that are not good, you're going to see that affect everything concerning them. So we want to make sure that what sits on the throne of our heart are things that make us and shape us in the direction of God's righteousness, that causes the fruit of the Spirit to be that which is seen, so that we can think clearly, move clearly. There's no clutter there, and that the fruit that comes from our heart is the stuff that we've allowed to, that we're thinking about, that we're pondering about, that we've allowed to fester, that we've allowed to absorb. You cannot even allow the culture to cloud your judgment and sit on your heart, because those things can be bad. You cannot allow, you know, the world, false things, false deceitful things, which are really pitfalls, to cloud your judgment when you're led by your emotions. And the reason why I say this is because I'm seeing so many people who are in this era, in this time, who are being led by what they feel. Not truth of God, not wisdom of God, not understanding, but what they feel and everything that they feel. And at the end result, what is happening is the enemy has allowed their feelings and their emotions to deceive them and lead them away that seemeth right. But at the end, there's a fall, there's destruction. And many of them, what happens is when they hit this place, this fall is so great, the hurt is so great, that many of them don't have the strength to get up, to even say, you know, I made a mistake. I did something wrong. I was led the wrong way. Instead, they stay there. And in staying there, they become bitter and they become mean and they become in this place where they retaliate against anything that is positive, that is good, because of where they are. Or the person, the fall was so great because of what was on the, in their heart, which was by the flesh. It's so great that they are left with a limp. And in so doing with that limp, it means they haven't recovered. They have not recovered from the fall. They haven't recovered from what was there. A part of them was changed. They're not the same person. They don't move and act in the same way. They don't give in the same way. And when we don't allow God's word to be the light unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, that which we ponder and we move on, then what happens is the enemy uses the places of the emotion, of your own will, of your own opinion, to be the places that lead you, and not the word of God, not the truth of God, not the Spirit of God, that allows that which is good to be that which is pondered and sit on the throne of your heart, that you are able to pull from and move in and birth out what he says. And so we have to be very, very careful, especially in this day and time where culture is talking and traditions of men are talking and everybody else is talking and everybody else's opinion is talking. We need to make sure we're hearing what God is saying to us, so that what sits on the throne of our heart, what flows from our heart, are the things that's going to lead it in the path that is righteous, the path that's going to take us where we need to go, the path that's going to deliver and give to us the things that we need, the fruit of the Spirit that's always going to be that which is produced in us, that which that looks like Christ, because he will make our way prosperous when we are doing it that way. When we start to do it ourselves, then we're responsible for keeping it up. We're responsible for doing it. But when we understand that our life belongs to him, it's his life, and therefore, because it belongs to him and we've submitted ourselves to him, and he's responsible for making sure that his goodness and his mercy follow us. He's making sure that our steps are illuminated with what he says, that he's the one that's doing the illuminating, that he's the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, that he's the one that's leading us in paths of righteousness for his namesake, because what we're saying, what we're saying with our obedience, with our submission, is, God, we belong to you. We're part of your kingdom. We have kingdom rights, kingdom citizenship, and all that your kingdom has given to us. So therefore, we live knowing that your will is going to be done in our life, and we submit. So let what flows from our heart, what sits on our heart, be the things that please you, that produces the life and the character and the love and the compassion and all that you are, so that we don't fall, that the enemy has set, that we produce the life that changes not only us and our family, but everything connected to us, and it looks like you, and you are glorified and you are magnified. So make sure we let what flows from our heart, that what we think is so are we, that it is just like him, that it's his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his love, his compassion, it's him, so that the enemy gets no pitfalls, no things in our life that cause us to go backwards, but only forward. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Know that you are victorious and you've been made more than a conqueror. And the next time.